I want to give y'all, because now there's some leaks that's coming out as far as the meeting with what Prime Minister Trudeau meeting was when he flew down to Mar-a-Lago to have dinner, lunch, and Thanksgiving with Trump. And he had to go and kiss the ring. So there's been leaks about the conversation, and they saying that he had to kiss the ring. Make sure y'all hit a like for the algorithm, subscribe to the channel, and turn on your notifications. Let's rock.
Days after promising to impose huge tariffs that have the potential to cripple Canada's economy, President-elect Donald Trump sat down for dinner with the Prime Minister at his Florida resort, a hastily arranged visit both sides say was a success.
It was a very warm, cordial meeting, and I saw very much the mutual respect and warmth between the two leaders.
Public Safety Minister Dominic LeBlanc was part of the small Canadian delegation that dined at Mar-a-Lago, Trump's sprawling estate on Palm Beach. While Trump has called Trudeau weak, dishonest, and a far-left lunatic in the past, there was none of that sort of talk Friday night, LeBlanc says.
Hey, man, I forgive you. Don't worry about it. Come on and fly over to Mar-a-Lago. I know I called you weak in the past. I know I called you a beta male. I know I told you that you had to drop your balls, and I didn't know if you was a part of the LGBTQ community. But that's all water under the bridge. Come on over to Mar-a-Lago before I throw these 25% tariffs on your behind. And come on over here, big dog. No. You get on a plane. Nope, I don't talk on phones no more. I only deal with people in person. So you got to fly here. Either you fly straight down from Canada, or we can have these 25% tariffs. What you going to do? What you going to do? I said yesterday when I was looking at him, and I said, you know what? That, he just kind of like a beta male. What's going on over in Canada? Canada, what's up with y'all? Y'all and y'all feminine energy? Canada, y'all doing the same thing that we did in 2020? What the hell is going on over in Canada? Imagine calling somebody all of those things only to come back and have them fly to try to negotiate with you, to beg you not to put tariffs on our country because it will absolutely cripple our economy. Don't worry about it.
He walked us to the cars, to the front door of Mar-a-Lago. He said to the Prime Minister, keep in touch, call me anytime, talk soon.
Trudeau promised Trump more money for better resources at the border to stem the flow of migrants and drugs.
Ooh, so we've learned from our 2016 snafu. We've learned. We've become a little bit better at strategy. Before we even get into office, he already got the Canadian Prime Minister flying down. Before we even get into office, Mexico's Claudia Sheinbaum, she a little tougher. She a little bit more stubborn. You know how women are. Women, they got that pride. They don't necessarily want to tell you that they was wrong. They just want to come in and lay next to you, get naked and then scoot next to you. No. I want an apology. I don't want you. Okay. I want an apology too, but don't put your clothes back on. That's what I say. No, you know you was wrong, but don't put your clothes back on. Just come on, scoot back into bed. Women are a little bit tougher. So I expect for Claudia to have some pride. She may lose about $10 billion before she give in to the demands of what we got fully, before she fully stop letting these people fly into her country and start breaking up these migrant caravans. You know what I'm saying? Women a little bit more stubborn. Guys, they like, you know what? I don't want to lose my job, so I humble myself. I bow before you. Women is a little bit different. So, you know, they use what they got to get what they want. But don't worry about it. We're going to get there. But he promised Trump more money to stem the flow of migrants into the country. Okay, that's a start. Now, I'm not saying that I'm going to take away the 25% tariffs, but that's a start. Let's start there and let's continue.
Drugs into the U.S., something that was well received by Trump, who called...
Why are you turning me down? Don't turn me down, Ashley. Don't you... This is the greatest news show on the face of the earth. Ashley... Don't you turn me down, because you know I'm telling the truth. That's what it is. That's why it's so hard to negotiate. That's why I don't want women in office. I ain't got time for that. So you're going to use what you got to get what you want? No, that's not how we negotiate. We negotiate face-to-face like men. Don't walk in here naked talking about I want to talk about tariffs. Mm-mm. Nope. I got a wife, and I forgot what her name is, but I got a wife. Duh, your apology. You ain't said no words talking about I apologized last night. What you mean you apologized last night? I didn't hear nothing. You ain't said no words talking about you apologized last night. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. Let me get around two. let's continue.
The meeting very productive on social media. Trudeau left Florida with a smile.
It was an excellent conversation.
One of the things that is fairly unique about President Trump is how much he values personal relationships.
This former Trump official says Trudeau's visit was a diplomatic coup. It could help Canada avoid the worst of Trump's protectionist policies, he says.
And I think the willingness of the Prime Minister Trudeau to fly down to Mar-a-Lago and meet with him personally is a very significant move, and one that I think was appreciated.
This is the consequence of having a weak prime minister who's lost control.
Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre disagrees and panned the visit, saying it accomplished nothing. Trump's threat of a 25% tariff on Canadian goods still stands.
Normally when a prime minister goes to the United States to meet a president, they're looking to make gains. What gains did we hear from Mr. Trudeau? None. He's just trying to limit losses.
Poilievre is demand.
That's fair. Basically, the people over in Parliament or the people over there in Canada are having meetings, and they said, okay, so what did you get out of this? So you flew down there, you kissed the ring, and what did you come back with? Because Trump certainly didn't say that he wasn't going to throw tariffs on Canada. They just promised more money. And they say that Trump told him that he can become the 51st state of the United States of America. Now, that's trolling. That is absolutely trolling. All right, hold on. Let me give it to you from a different perspective. Let's talk about it.
At 12 minutes after the hour, another big story is the president-elect and the things that he's already talking about doing when he takes over. One, if you guys don't seal up your border in the north and seal up your border in the south, Mexico and Canada, 25% tariffs. And China, if you don't clean up the fentanyl situation, 10% on anything coming into our country. So right away, there was a call from Trudeau, and then there was a visit. And he went down, he goes, let's just work this out. At which time, I think they were very blunt to each other. Yeah. And it looks as though in a standoff, he said, you got to fix your border. We got tens of thousands coming in. It's a lot less of a problem than the north, than the south. But there's a huge problem because you're not putting any assets there. The other issues is the drugs that come through to the governor of New Hampshire. But then when they started talking, he said, you can't put 25% tariffs on us. It will destroy my country, he said.
Right. And Fox News has spoken to two people who were at that table with Trudeau and the president. And the president was very direct about what he wants. He said Canada is letting in drugs and people from 70 different countries. And then here's a quote that you'll find at FoxNews.com. The president-elect told the prime minister, if Canada cannot fix the border issues and trade deficit, he will levy a 25% tariff on all Canadian goods on day one when he returns to office.
Dog, listen. That's how you know that we need masculinity back in office. He didn't mince words. He made him fly down and told him to his face. He hasn't even taken office yet. He made him fly down and told him to his face, hey, listen, bruh, if y'all can't get control of what's happening at the border, and if you can't fix this trade deficit to make it a little bit more even, to make sure that Americans benefit from it, mess around and find out. I will put a tariff on everybody. Y'all gonna have tariffs in Pelican Bay. I told you, I'm taking the same method. I told y'all yesterday, I told y'all over the weekend, anytime that somebody pissed me off and I feel like it's an unfair, okay, I'm all right, you know what? Tariffs on everybody. No. You decided that you wanted to play games, tariffs on everything. I'm putting tariffs on all these people that's in my circle. They wanted to deny me at the Pistons game when I was wearing my mega hat, tariff. No, don't call me asking me, can you get tickets to this game? Tariff. Nope, don't call me and ask for me to use my Connect in order for you to get hotel rooms at the Vidar or the Venetian or the Bellagio in Vegas. Tariff. Don't call me and ask me to use my connect for you to be able to get your construction site. Can I get your number to your architect? Tariff. I'm putting tariffs on everybody. Nah, I remember. Oh, you was, because I remember. Yeah. You the one that was talking tough. Tariff on everybody. Oh, don't raise my rent. No, tariff. Tariff. We don't have rent control here in Michigan. Tariff on everybody. That's why I want to own everything. I want to own everything. Tariff. What? Tariff. Tariff on everything and everybody. I'm throwing tariffs on the world. And what did Trudeau tell Trump after he said, if you don't get it together, by the time I get into office, this is what's going to happen?
Trudeau, there was a little laughter there. Then Trudeau told him he can't levy the tariff because it would kill the Canadian economy completely. And Trump replied asking, so your country can't survive unless it's ripping off the U.S. to the tune of $100 billion. And then Trump suggested to Trudeau that Canada become the 51st state, which caused the prime minister and others to laugh nervously.
Oh, dog. I suggest everybody go and pick up Trump's book called The Art of the Deal. He begged me and he said, dog, if you put a tariff on our country, it absolutely destroys our country as a whole. You know what Trump said? He said, so you telling me, word for word, he says, so what you gonna sit here and tell me
also
over here at Mar-a-Lago is that your country can't survive unless you ripping off U.S. consumers to the tune of $100 billion a year? Well, I suggest you go ahead and become the 51st state of the United States of America. And then they did one of these. Dog, listen. Man, come on. Y'all got to give Trump credit because he's governing better than Biden ever did and he ain't even in office. You got to give him credit. His face, no mincing words, no bodyguards, no nothing. Sitting right next. So you telling me y'all can't survive? Y'all can't survive unless y'all ripping us off by $100 billion a year? Well, it look like y'all need to become the 51st state in the United States of America then. You need to change from Canada to the United States of Trump. And the people sitting there talking about, don't do tariffs. Don't do that. That's because y'all keep listening to y'all woman. You keep listening to the woman in your... That's why she's running over you, big dog. Honest to God, real talk. This is why women feel confident running over men. You know why? Because you keep giving in to her. She telling you, not because she want to control you, but she doing the best that she can because she know that you won't pick it up and drop your balls and leave this household. You think that she want to be sitting there talking about where we need to pay bills? Most women that I know don't even want to know where the money coming from. They just want to spend. They just want to be able to wake up and spend and do what they want to do when they want to do it. And then they going to come home and give you that thing. That's a fact, though. We done became so feminized that we are looking to our femininity in order to make decisions. And that's why when they sitting there talking about but tariffs, Trump is going to put tariffs. No, it's going to fix us. It's going to fix the trade deficit, have more money coming into the U.S. economy, lower the cost of living, lower the cost of goods and services, keep more jobs in the United States of America, and force everybody else to pay their fair share. It ain't rich people that need to pay more money. It ain't the middle class people that need to pay more money. It's these other countries that we subsidizing in order to make them feel good about themselves when they need to get their act together, because if you ain't got your act together, you lowering the property values. It's the same thing when we out here talking to our neighbors. I told my neighbor one day back when I was in there, I said, dog, you gonna have to cut your grass, dog. You got to cut your grass. I'm trying to sell my house. We trying to get up out of the hood. How I'm going to sell my house and your grass is big? You bringing down the property values, dog. Real talk. But y'all sit here and keep negotiating with these tariffs. These women keep telling y'all to be in y'all femininity. Dog, I'm not negotiating with no woman. Woman, sit down over there and let me do what I do. I'll talk to you later. I told you to go and get a massage. What you still doing here for? The next time that a woman tell you what you can't do when you're doing a thing that's in the best interest of the family, talk to her and say, hey, you count my money? Oh, you count money now. What did I tell you to do? What did I tell you to do? That's how I deal with Rita all day long. What did I tell you to do? You know, didn't I tell you to take a nap? That's why you tired, you sleepy. Put your phone down. Here, give me that phone. Take her phone, plug it up. Put that phone down. Time to take a nap. She just do like this. She just fall asleep immediately. Just fall asleep immediately. Because she ain't got nothing better to do but go to sleep, get a nap, get your rest on. Put that, girl, you up here sitting here talking about what? That ain't your problem. Put that phone down and go to sleep. She can't wait to take a nap. Can't wait for somebody to tell her to take a nap. Take a nap. Getting in grown man business. That's what Trump said. All right, enough. Get the feminine men out of office. We no longer negotiating. We gonna put tariffs on everybody.